This is GQDN for November the 9th. Welcome to Wednesday. Brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Nintendo Switch Indie World games release, games that were announced, possible Horizon MMORPG, and a little something from Ubisoft's Prince of Persia. But we begin today with Activision Blizzard. We start with YouTube because they have unleashed Dragonflight Legacies Part 3. And in this case, Sands of Time are flowing and we get to see some of the memories of one of the Dragonflight. So, very interesting video. Go check that out. It's up on YouTube. And Wowhead does tell us that the Activision Blizzard third quarter financial results and what they are expecting from Microsoft. So, going through this real quick, some of the money that has been earned this year, including the net bookings, some of the financial metrics, and the quarters to its end, did show that Activision was down to about 97 million users. I believe that's million. Blizzard was down to 31 million users. And King was at 240 million users. By the way, going year by year, that is Activision down by about 20 million. Blizzard was up by about 5 million. And King was down by about 5 million. Which means it did hurt them financially. Some of what hurt them financially, but it did. About $5.8 billion in 2021 for net bookings, and in-game bookings at $3.8 billion. And that went down to $4.9 billion for net bookings and $3.5 billion in in-game net bookings. And that's in the 9 months ended. In the 3 months ended, it was about 2021, $1.88 billion in net bookings and $1.829 billion in 2022. The in-game net bookings were $1.356 in 2022. In 2021, $1.198. So that did go up by 13%. The decrease was down 3%. So revenues year over year were down from $2.07 billion down to $1.78 billion. So very, very interesting. But they also said that the acquisition by Microsoft is still expecting a June 2023 close. So we'll see what happens. Even with that happening, Wowhead also said that the European Commission has begun the new phase in their review of the proposed acquisition, and they opened an in-depth investigation. Margrethe Vestager, executive vice president in charge of competition policy, did say, quote, "Video games attract billions of users all over the world and are among the fastest growing forms of digital entertainment. For years, Microsoft has been a major player across the gaming supply chain. It is acquiring Activision Blizzard, a highly successful producer of game content, and must ensure the opportunities remain for the future and existing distributors of PC and console video games, as well as rival suppliers of PC operating systems. The point is to ensure that the gaming ecosystem remains vibrant to the benefit of users in sector that is evolving at a fast pace. Our in-depth investigation will assess how the deal affects the gaming supply chain." So we will see what happens there. Now we get on to some other very interesting things. And Destructoid did provide an article that says that Ubisoft insists that the Prince of Persia remake is not canceled, even though refunds did happen. Now, this game was first announced back in the summer of 2020 and was originally made in 2003. So, what Ubisoft did say, state of the game, Prince of Persia, the Sands of Time remake is not canceled. The game is currently in development at Ubisoft Montreal. They also said, quote, beyond Prince of Persia, the Sands of Time, there are currently no plans to remake any other Prince of Persia title. Release date. At the moment, a new release date has not been set. We will provide new information on that front when we are ready. Pre-order cancellations. Since the game currently does not have a release date, existing pre-orders have been canceled and refunded where applicable. Pre-orders may reopen once a new release date for the game has been announced. Now we go to Horizon. And according to DualShockers, Horizon might be going to massive multiplayer online role-playing game. So, what they did, or what they said was, there was a South Korean online publication known as MTN, and they did report that an MMORPG based on PlayStation-owned IP Horizon is currently in development at NCSoft. That's a South Korean company behind Guild Wars and Guild Wars 2. And I'm reading this verbatim from DualShockers, so I do apologize. So if this does come, this will be most likely falling in the footsteps of Final Fantasy Online, because that is the most played right now for the MMORPG. Now, DualShockers also did report that EA could be canceling the Project Cars franchise. So, Slightly Mad Studios is the maker of Project Cars, basically as an indie project, and developed three mainline games since 2015, all published by Bandai Namco. So, they did go after Project Cars 2. And they've been pretty successful for Slightly Mad Studios. But even then, things do go down. But EA Studios will be taking over Project Cars 4, because that'll be the most realistic simulation ever made. And I do quote that from DualShockers, because mainly that's EA just beating their chest. Now we end with Eurogamer.net. And Indie World did happen today. So, here are the games involved. Venba, which is basically a cooking game. Goodbye World, Have a Nice Death, Akka, Pepper Grinder, Coffee Talk Episode 2, Hibiscus and Butterfly, Oni, Road to be the Mightiest Oni, Desta, The Memories Between, A Space for the Unbound, let's see if I can pronounce this right, Dordogne, probably didn't get that right, Botany Manor, Once Upon a Jester, I almost messed that up, come on now, it's Once Upon a Jester, words are hard, Rogue Legacy 2, Blank, A Little to the Left, nice cap by the way, Sports Story. That is all. And that is all for the show. Yes, I know Sonic Frontiers is out. And I know there's some other games out too. But that is all. You can find me at twitch.tv/JoeSpace. At Joe Brums on Twitter. At GroupQuest. At DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.